Here's how to manifest marriage, a great relationship, maybe even your soulmate, using two simple imaginal acts that take, I don't know, a total of 17 seconds together. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And today we're going to do all that. We're going to help you avoid the most common mistake that makes this really hard to manifest love. And we're going to invite you to dive into howtomanifestlove.com. It's a cool little $27 pack. Howtomanifestlove.com. Go get it when we're done here. Ready? So I want you to imagine being in bed. Opening up your eyes. And seeing a yummy cup of coffee there. And maybe a morning biscuit. You know, a cookie, whatever you have in the morning. But I want you to experience that. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have an inner conversation that will totally transform your world. And we're going to anchor it in with one sip of coffee. Ready? So most people, before they open their eyes, they're already thinking, oh God, I got to get out of bed. I'm going to go make coffee. Got to go to work. Oh, I've got to do everything. What a day. And so that is an inner conversation. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but you're talking to yourself. Psychologists call it thinking. Let's just call it an inner conversation you're having with yourself about your day, about your coffee, about being lonely. Right? Because you're all on your own. You got to get up and make the coffee. Looking forward to another day. On the other hand, if you were happily married and your sweetheart surprised you with a cup of coffee while you're in bed and you woke up from a sound, lovely sleep and you look over and you see that cup of coffee and inside you go, wow. And you feel loved and appreciated and you feel that into your core. There's your imaginal experience right there. Done and dusted. If you wanted to go a little deeper, anchor it in with the streetcar system. We made a whole pack on that. You probably know that, but let's give you the 15-second version. If you imagine up coffee like that, take an imaginary sip. Yum. And feel like, oh, they made it just right for me. Wow, they know exactly how I like it. And then, if you want to use the streetcar method, because we're still setting it up here, ready? When you actually today go make your coffee, or tomorrow go make your coffee, experience that one sip as if somebody that you love, who loves you deeply, made it for you. Use what's in the 3D world to anchor in and amplify and solidify your imaginal experience. Experience that one sip of coffee as a happy loved wife. And I can promise you this. If you live there, you will live there. If you live there in imagination, you will live there in all other aspects as well. And this is something that you surrender to. And now, what I want you to do is to imagine up something yummy, simple, just like this, as we go into the silence. All right. You'll notice we didn't make the classic mistakes. We didn't start at the beginning. We didn't imagine getting a proposal, seeing the ring, it happening by Christmas. We didn't add in deadlines. We didn't add in details of the beginning of the relationship. What we've imagined is what implies that they know how to make your coffee already. And we replaced a inner conversation where you're dreading the day with one that shows how much you are loved and appreciated. We also didn't make the mistake of including the specific person in there. That often is met with so much resistance and so much struggle. We made it about a cup of coffee. We made it about you experiencing a cup of coffee on your nightstand, made by someone who loves you tremendously, who knows how you enjoy your coffee. We let it be all about you. If this resonates with you, if you got gold today, howtomanifestlove.com. Go there, get that. And you should also see a special after you check out there to get the Look of Love live call recording. That was amazing. But more on that some other time. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. See ya.